This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda, what we know in May 2026. An active Ebola virus outbreak is circulating across the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, according to a CDC situation update from May 17, 2026. The outbreak underscores ongoing challenges in containing viral hemorrhagic fever in regions with limited laboratory capacity and cross-border movement pressures. Two countries currently experiencing confirmed Ebola transmission, according to CDC briefing, May 17, 2026. Ebola transmission across borders, DRC and Uganda, May 2026, confirmed outbreak activity by location and public health response status, DRC, primary transmission zone, active Uganda, cross-border cases, emerging regional surveillance alert, enhanced, source CDC, May 17, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News outbreak spans two nations with interconnected transmission. The Democratic Republic of the Congo remains the epicenter of the outbreak, with active viral circulation confirmed in multiple districts, according to the CDC. May 17, 2026 briefing. Uganda has detected cross-border transmission, reflecting the porosity of regional boundaries and challenges in controlling movement of infected individuals across health system jurisdictions. Cross-border surveillance protocols have been activated to monitor suspected cases and strengthen laboratory confirmation capacity, as reported in the CDC update. Early detection and rapid response remain critical to preventing wider dissemination. Laboratory capacity and diagnostic challenges in outbreak response. Confirmation of Ebola cases depends on real-time reverse transcription polymerase chain reaction, RT-PCR testing, which requires specialized equipment and trained personnel. Both the DRC and Uganda face constraints in laboratory throughput, particularly in peripheral health facilities where initial patient contact occurs, according to the CDC briefing. Improved access to point-of-care testing could reduce delays between symptom onset and confirmation, enabling faster isolation and contact tracing, as noted in the CDC May 17 update. Contact tracing and isolation as pillars of containment. The CDC briefing emphasizes that systematic identification and monitoring of contacts within 21 days of exposure remains the most effective non-pharmaceutical intervention. Both countries have deployed rapid response teams to health facilities reporting suspected cases and are working to establish isolation capacity. However, community resistance, limited healthcare infrastructure in rural areas, and the mobility of affected populations pose substantial operational barriers, according to the CDC update. Success of containment efforts will depend on sustained coordination between national health ministries, cross-border health authorities, and international partners across East and Central Africa. The ongoing Ebola outbreak in the DRC and Uganda demonstrates the persistent threat of viral hemorrhagic fever in the region and the critical importance of strengthened surveillance, laboratory capacity, and cross-border health communication. CDC Situation Update, May 17, 2026. Key takeaways: two countries, the DRC and Uganda, are currently experiencing confirmed Ebola transmission, according to CDC briefing data from May 17, 2026. Cross-border movement and limited laboratory capacity in peripheral health facilities are complicating rapid case detection and isolation. Systematic contact tracing within 21 days of exposure, combined with dedicated isolation facilities, remains the primary containment strategy. Regional and international coordination is essential to prevent further spread across East and Central African borders. Frequently asked questions: how is Ebola transmitted from person to person? Ebola spreads through direct contact with blood or body fluids of infected individuals or with surfaces contaminated by those fluids. Transmission does not occur through air, water, or food, but does require close contact with symptomatic patients or deceased bodies during burial rituals. Why is laboratory confirmation critical in outbreak response? Rapid RT-PCR confirmation of Ebola cases allows health systems to isolate confirmed patients promptly, implement targeted contact tracing, and prevent misallocation of scarce isolation resources. Delays in laboratory confirmation can extend the window during which infectious individuals remain in the community, increasing transmission risk. What role do contact tracing and isolation play in containing Ebola? Systematic identification and isolation of contacts within 21 days, the maximum incubation period, is considered the cornerstone of Ebola containment. When combined with dedicated isolation facilities and infection prevention measures, contact tracing has successfully interrupted transmission chains in previous outbreaks. The May 2026 outbreak across the DRC and Uganda represents a critical test of regional preparedness and cross-border health governance, according to the CDC briefing. Sustained investment in laboratory infrastructure, trained epidemiological personnel, and community engagement will be essential to containing this outbreak and strengthening defenses against future viral threats. Source: CDC update on Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of the Congo and Uganda, 5/17/2026. At context: outbreak in DRC and Uganda, what we know in May 2026. Description: Ebola outbreak in DRC and Uganda, May 2026. CDC briefing on cross-border transmission, laboratory diagnostics, and contact tracing containment strategies. Author: At type organization, name: GMJ editorial team. Publishype organization, name: GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published: 2026-05-20. Date modified: 2026-05-20. At context: is Ebola transmitted from person to person? Accepted answer: text. Ebola spreads through direct contact with blood or body fluids of infected individuals or with surfaces contaminated by those fluids. Transmission does not occur through air, water, or food, but does require close contact with symptomatic patients or deceased bodies during burial rituals. At type: question. Name: why is laboratory confirmation critical in outbreak response? Accepted answer: text. Rapid RT-PCR confirmation of Ebola cases allows health systems to isolate confirmed patients promptly, implement targeted contact tracing, and prevent misallocation of scarce isolation resources. Delays in laboratory confirmation can extend the window during which infectious individuals remain in the community, increasing transmission risk. At type: question. Name: what role do contact tracing and isolation play in containing Ebola? Accepted answer: at type: answer. Text. Systematic identification and isolation of contacts within 21 days, the maximum incubation period, is considered the cornerstone of Ebola containment. When combined with dedicated isolation facilities and infection prevention measures, contact tracing has successfully interrupted transmission chains in previous outbreaks.